morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies tonight and this week. Later this week, Sunday night into early Monday morning, so almost a week from now, we have another meteor shower. We've been having a string of these things. It's called the Quadrantid Meteor Shower, and this shower comes in the middle of some poor moon conditions. It's going to be in the last quarter. It's going to be up at the same time in the same part of the sky, pretty big and pretty bright. And this meteor shower has a short peak that we'll probably miss because of weather, but it doesn't hurt to be aware that a meteor shower is going on always. So late Sunday night into Monday morning, we might keep an eye out for some of these quadrantid meteors. These are known to be fast, bright, and blue ones, unlike that one from about a week ago that everybody saw sticking around Reno. I was lucky enough to see that thing, that piece of what turned out to be Russian space junk that lingered for a very, very long time. Anytime you see something really big and bright in the sky that looks like that thing that we all saw from Reno, Nevada and Las Vegas and Sacramento and hundreds of miles around, it's usually a chunk of something from space that's burning up as it enters our thick atmosphere. Pieces of space junk are really common. Chunks of rock from space are pretty common. They're both mostly made up out of metal, and so they tend to look about the same. Space junk is going a little bit slower, like maybe 20,000 miles an hour, roughly. Meteors tend to be going like 60,000 miles an hour to 160,000 miles an hour. So that's the only difference we get between is it a piece of space junk or is it a chunk of rock from space? It's an artificial meteor or a natural meteor. But otherwise, they basically look the same. So anytime you see something like that in the sky, you can safely say it's either space junk or a meteor. But what I wanted to say is that meteor showers are little tiny bits of dust that burn up in our atmosphere. So anytime you see a really big, bright one, it has nothing to do with meteor showers. It's a lone, rogue piece of space junk or space rock that's burning up brightly. So a fantastic show that we got to see. It was not connected to the meteor shower that was going on last week. We're not going to see any of those that we know of coming up with the meteor shower later this week. The only other thing going on in the night skies, because that moon is in the way, is if you got binoculars for Christmas, congratulations. And as the moon wanes in the next couple weeks, now is a pretty good time to check out Comet Catalina. So Friday, New Year's Day, it's going to be very close to the star Arcturus. It's a good way to find this thing. The thing is just dim enough that we can't see it with just our eyes, but even with any pair of binoculars, you'll be able to see this cool comet on Friday evening on New Year's Day. It's going to be very, very close to that star Arcturus. So if you've got binoculars, find Arcturus. Look for Comet Catalina. It'll be sticking around for a few weeks. It's swung around the sun. It's on its way back out on its one-way ticket out to the outer solar system. So now is the time we get to see that thing. And if you want to check it out, I'd recommend going online to find detailed information and star charts to look for it. For more information about any of this stuff, though, you can always contact us at the Planetarium. You can call us at 784-4812. You can visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu, or best yet, come and see us in person. We're open every day. We sell binoculars and telescopes. We have shows every day. We have awesome exhibits. We're at the north end of the University of Nevada Reno campus, just north of Waller Event Center. We love seeing you exhibitors here, and keep looking up.